This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the need to strengthen chemical-free farming and natural farming with focus on exports. He said in the Union Budget 2026-27, the government has focused on high-value agriculture product. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oilseeds.
Aaj daalon se lekar tilhan tak desh record utpadan kar raha hai. Lekin ab jab 21vi sadi ka dusra quarter shuru ho chuka hai, tab krishi kshetra ko nayi urja se bharna bhi utna hi aavashyak hai. Is saal ke budget mein इस दिशा में नए प्रयास हुए हैं। इस वेबिनार में आप सभी के बीच हुई चर्चा बजट प्रावधानों को जल्द से जल्द जमीन पर उतारने में मदद करेंगे।
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has called upon the youth of Nagaland to actively participate in national service and contribute to nation building, stating that a Vikasit Nagaland will play an important role in achieving a Vikasit Bharat. Addressing the 8th convocation ceremony of Nagaland University at Lumami in Zunhe Boto district today, the Vice President also highlighted the transformative infrastructural development and peace initiatives witnessed in the Northeast region over the past decade under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Vice President, who is on a 3-day visit to northeastern states of Nagaland, Mizoram and Tripura, will leave for Aizawl tomorrow. Israeli airstrikes pounded the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carrier at sea, intensifying its campaign targeting the Islamic Republic's fleet of warships. The conflict between the joint forces of Israel and America and Iran entered its 7th day. The Israeli military claimed destroying most of Iran's air defenses and missile launchers, while U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned that strikes against Tehran were about to surge dramatically. Iranian state television announced a new missile attack, including the Islamic Republic firing off its larger Khorramshahr 4 missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, today said its aerospace forces launched the 21st wave of Operation True Promise, utilizing swarms of suicide drones and the advanced Khyber missiles with cluster warheads to target Israel. Qatar has denounced an Iranian attack on Bahrain that targeted building housing elements of its forces there. Doha said the attack targeted the Unified Military Command of the Gulf Cooperation Council in the region. Qatar's air defense forces today successfully intercepted a drone attack targeting Al Ubaid Air Base in Doha, which is the largest military base of the United States in West Asia. Qatar's Interior Ministry said the security threat had been eliminated and the situation had returned to normal. Bahrain also said that Iran targeted a hotel and 2 residential buildings in the capital city of Manama with no loss of life recorded. On the other hand, Israeli Air Force today struck Hezbollah's Beirut headquarters and 10 high-rise buildings containing military infrastructure in Lebanon. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump called upon Iranian military to lay down their arms. U.S. Commander Brad Cooper said that America's bomber force struck nearly 200 targets deep inside of Iran in just over the last 72 hours. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has said the United States bears full responsibility for the current situation. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that the government will use every policy tool and the Export Promotion Mission to support the country's exporters. Talking to media in New Delhi about trade disruptions amid US, Israel and Iran conflict, the minister said that the government has set up an interministerial group to look into the issues on a daily basis. He added that India would continue to meet all the commitments that the country's industries have made to foreign buyers in goods and services. And that is the end of this news bulletin.